The Italian Wine Podcast presents The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, a new book for curious wine lovers, narrated in weekly installments. Join us on our journey through Italian wine.
Hello and welcome to another installment of The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast. As always, my name is Joy Livingston, your narrator for this series. The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine is intended as a quick, lighthearted crash course on Italian wine. The material provides a great opportunity for serious wine scholars to refresh on the basics or to use as a reference. At the same time, we hope to bring new fans of Italian wine up to speed. If you're wondering how to get a copy of the book, the Kindle version is available on Amazon, and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. We'll also send you a complimentary paperback copy if you donate any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Find details at italianwinepodcast.com or on our social media channels. Our topic for this week is a look into the origin and authenticity. So pour yourself a glass, sit back, relax, and join this journey through Italian wine. A look into origin and authenticity. Classico. Classico, or classic, for DOC and DOCG wines, or storico, historical, for DOCG and DOC sparkling wines, refer to the wines from the historical heartland of production that are known to have been associated with quality wine production for a long time. An example is the difference between Chianti, produced in a vast area of Tuscany, and Chianti Classico, produced instead in the small area that historically has been the epitome of this wine. Other examples can be found in Valpolicella Classico, Orvieto Classico, Verdicchio Castello di Jesi Classico, and Suave Classico. All of these wines, plus their counterparts from other regions, should, in theory, be more concentrated, complex, and in fact, a more classic example of the style. Riserva. The Riserva, or Reserve, qualification is found in many DOCG and DOC wines. The Riserva label is attributed to wines with a minimum aging period of no less than 2 years for red wines, and no less than 1 year for white wines. This is a term that is equally applicable to sparkling, indeed, aged no less than 1 year for sparkling wines, or 3 years for those specifically produced with secondary re-fermentation in the bottle. These are, of course, only guidelines, and many wines labeled as Riserva actually have a much longer aging period. Often, these wines may have higher alcohol than non-Riserva wines, and sometimes this is even required by law. In simpler terms, a Riserva wine almost always refers to one of better quality and is aged for a longer amount of time in oak, usually one additional year. As the wine was supposedly made from higher quality grapes and is richer and more concentrated than the non-Riserva wine, it ought to be able to withstand time and benefit from more time in oak. Be wary, though. As with all terms, this is simply a suggestion, and some Riserva wines are just overly oaked and lacking fruit. Superiore. The qualification is very similar to the previous one. Superiore, or superior, is also a term given to DOC and DOCG wines to indicate a higher alcohol content and a mandatory minimum aging. In fact, the Superiore guidelines adhere to the same laws as the Riserva ones. There could also be a requirement not only for a longer aging period, but a lower grape yield per hectare than those mandated for generic wine. It is important to mention, however, that the Superiore qualification cannot be used for those already carrying Riserva or Novello labels. Examples of Superiore wines include Barbera d'Asti Superiore, Barbera d'Alba Superiore, Valtellina Superiore, Frascati Superiore, and more. You know, in Italy, everyone wants to be Superiore. Novello. Novello is a term for both still and sparkling wines that cannot be released for consumption before 1 a.m. on the 6th day of November in the year the grapes were grown. Novello is the equivalent of France's Nouveau term. These wines must contain at least 30% of wine produced through whole grape carbonic maceration, with a minimum alcohol content of 11% and with the vintage year on the label. Unfortunately, a minimum carbonic maceration requirement of 30% is much too low to truly show off what these wines could be at their best. A real shame, for Italy has the potential to make truly outstanding Novello wines. The best examples are probably those made in Trentino and Alto Adige, though, as always, there are very fine exceptions from other regions as well. Passito, or vino passito. These are the words for IGT, DOC, and DOCG sweet wines made from the grapes that are dried either naturally or in a controlled environment before they are fermented. A fortified version of this category also exists, vino passito liquoroso. Note that few people in Italy, even those who write about wines, have much of an understanding of the differences between late harvest and air-dried wines, and often use the names interchangeably to describe a sweet wine generically. As you will soon discover upon trying these wines, it is not accurate, as the two processes and styles they produce are startlingly different. Important examples of these styles include Passito di Pantelleria DOC as a Passito, and Marsala DOC and Vinsanto del Chianti DOC as a Liquoroso style. Wines to try. Cesanese. This variety is used for three important wines in Lazio: Cesanese del Piglio DOCG, Cesanese di Olevano Romano DOC, and Cesanese d'Affile DOC. This is known to be a grape that works well in vineyards here and planted all over the region. Tasting note: deep crimson in color that shows an exuberant red fruit with wafts of red roses and nuances of cinnamon and white pepper. Low tannins are making a comeback, making these wines more enjoyable to drink. An almost exclusively still dry red in style, but some air-dried sweet wines are beginning to return, harking back to the history of the variety. Albana. The grape behind the first white denomination that was bestowed DOCG status in 1987 is Albana di Romagna. The name was changed to Romagna Albana DOCG in 2011. It is most likely named after its white color, from Latin albus, meaning white. It is present in Emilia-Romagna and is used for Romagna Albana DOCG, Romagna DOC. In general, the still dry wines are less exciting than its sweet wines, which can range from off-dry late harvest to luscious air-dried dessert ones. Tasting note: Albana's wines are full-bodied and structured such that they almost resemble a red wine, showing notes of honey, exotic tropical fruits, and ripe pears. However, its tannic nature also means that it oxidizes easily. Sagrantino. Theory exists that the name probably comes from sacrestia, a church room where a priest prepares for mass, as this wine is traditionally served during religious services. It was first notable for sweet passito-style wine in the first DOC in 1977. Nowadays, dry still wines dominate in the Umbrian denominations of Sagrantino di Montefalco DOCG and Montefalco DOC. Tasting note: this is a wine dark in color, but with tannins that are sleek and polished. The wines are very long-lived, and the best examples are complex, with a mélange of wild dark berries, dried plums, cocoa, tar, tobacco, cinnamon, dried herbs, and balsamic notes. The DOCG wines of Sagrantino di Montefalco are monovarietal and can be dry or sweet passito styles. Sagrantino is often used as a blend with Sangiovese to add weight, color, and tannin, as done in Doc Montefalco. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine. We'll see you again next Thursday, and remember, the Kindle version of the book is available on Amazon, and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. You can also get a complimentary paperback copy by donating any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Find Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Our Twitter handle is @ItaWinePodcast, and check out @MamaJumboShrimp222 on TikTok.
This has been the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast, an advanced listen to the Italian wine story. Join us next week as we continue our narrative journey.